American, U.S. Airways, and Justice have a date in court. There's a change of ownership at Hawker Beechcraft. And has the FAA declared war on ECI cylinders? This is Aero News for Tuesday, September 3rd, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. American, U.S. Airways, and the Department of Justice will go to court over the airline's proposed merger on November 25th. The trial date was set Friday by U.S. District Judge Colleen Kolar-Cotelli. The two airlines had originally requested a November 3rd date for the trial, but the DOJ had said that they could not be ready that quickly. Reuters reports that in a response to the judge's order, Justice Department spokesman Peter Carr said, quote, "We appreciate the court's careful consideration of the scheduling issues and will be ready to present our case," end quote. The airlines, meanwhile, released a joint statement saying, quote, "We are confident in our case and eager to get to court. We are optimistic that the judge will agree that the benefits of this merger for both workers and consumers alike will help to create a stronger aviation system," end quote. Marshall Aerospace and Defense Group, Marshall ADG, has acquired Beechcraft's flagship European MRO business, Hawker Beechcraft Limited. At its Broughton location in the UK, the site, also known as Hawker Beechcraft Services Chester, has provided a full range of maintenance, modification, paint, and upgrade services to owners of Hawker and Beechcraft aircraft for over 50 years. The new business will now be known as Marshall Aviation Services. Marshall Aviation Services also plans to broaden the range of aircraft types supported at Broughton and leverage its design and integration expertise to provide aircraft manufacturers, governments, and specialist operators with innovative engineering and support solutions to satisfy special mission requirements. This is Marshall ADG's second business acquisition this year. The founder and CEO of Savvy Aircraft Maintenance Management and Savvy Analysis, a company that developed a free, web-based platform for piston aircraft engine analysis, says in a blog post that the FAA's proposed AD for ECI cylinders is, quote, "one of the most unwarranted, inappropriate, punitive, and generally ill-conceived rulemaking actions I've ever seen," end quote. Mike Bush writes on his blog that the failure rate of the cylinders is 0.1%, the lowest in the industry, resulting in no accidents or injuries. Yet the agency has required owners of about 6,000 various Continental engines to perform $14,000 top overhauls. He contends that safety issues that could arise from that number of overhauls, quote, "is vastly greater than the safety risk arising out of doing nothing," end quote. Last Thursday, Boeing marked the launch of 787 customer training in Miami, Florida, the site of the company's largest commercial aviation training campus. Aeromexico and LAN Airlines are the first two customers to train on the 787 suites at the Boeing Flight Services Miami campus. To better serve airlines and meet growing personnel training requirements, two 787 full-flight simulators are now located at the Miami campus, as well as an additional next-generation 737 full-flight simulator and 717, 747, and 767 simulators. An additional 777 simulator will locate in Miami later this year. The expansion is part of a plan announced in March 2013 to relocate some training equipment from Seattle to Miami, closer to where customers operate, reducing travel times for airline crews and the costs of sending students for training. The UK's Competition Commission says Ryanair Holdings PLC will be required to sell its 29.8% stake in Aer Lingus Group PLC down to 5%. This will be accompanied by obligations on Ryanair not to seek or accept board representation or acquire further shares. In a final report republished Wednesday, the CC confirmed its provisional findings that Ryanair's minority shareholding had led or may be expected to lead to a substantial lessening of competition between the airlines on routes between Great Britain and Ireland. When Aero News continues, mark your calendars now for AirVenture through 2020. Looking for a career? Try pilot. and want to watch a moon launch?
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, September 3rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. I know it seems as if we all just got home from Oshkosh, but looking forward, EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh has set its dates for the coming 7 years through 2020. While the 62nd annual EAA fly-in convention at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh will be held on July 28th through August 3rd, future years will schedule the event to run completely in late July. That slight schedule shift affects only 3 or 4 years out of every 7, with the goal of ending on the last Sunday in July each year. EAA says one reason for setting dates early is to avoid as many conflicts as possible, and the intent to stay in July as much as possible is to, in part, accommodate earlier school year starts in many states outside of Wisconsin. Boeing projects the commercial aviation industry will need more than 1 million new pilots and technicians to support the expanding demand for new airplane deliveries over the next 2 decades. Projected pilot demand is increasing worldwide, as is demand for technicians in some regions. The Boeing outlook indicates that by 2032, the world will require 498,000 new commercial airline pilots and 556,000 new commercial airline maintenance technicians. The 2013 outlook projects significant increases in pilot demand compared to previous forecasts in all regions except Europe, which declined slightly over last year's outlook. Overall, the demand is driven by steadily increasing airplane deliveries, particularly single-aisle airplanes, and represents a global requirement for about 25,000 new pilots each year. Residents and visitors for the launch of NASA's Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer, or LADEE, scheduled to lift off at 11:27 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this coming Friday, September 6th, from the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport at the Wallops, Virginia Flight Facility, will have 2 prime viewing locations. Visitors to the area may view the launch from Robert Reed Park in Chincoteague or on Beach Road, spanning the area between Chincoteague and Assateague Islands. The 2 sites will feature the LADEE launch countdown live, and NASA personnel will be on hand to discuss the LADEE mission. In addition, a live broadcast of launch operations will be shown on a big-screen projector in Robert Reed Park beginning at 9:30 p.m. on the day, or that is, evening of the launch. The LADEE mission has many firsts, including the first flight of the Minotaur 5 rocket, testing of a high data rate laser communication system, and it's the first lunar launch from the Wallops facility. I hope you enjoyed a great Labor Day weekend and a goodbye to summer. Now it's back to work for all of us. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.